Mishnayos Kelim. Today we begin with the first Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. We mentioned the Hakdama to our Masechta that the first Perek is like a psicha, it's like an introduction to the entire Seder Taharis. From where far, we'll discuss the Avos HaTuma and the Madrigos of the Koach of Tuma, one with regards to the other. Me'acha Shaloi Kol Avos HaTuma, because not all Avos HaTuma are equal in their state of Tuma. They may all be in the category of an Avos HaTuma, but their koach of tumah is going to be different. And the Mishnah counts over here, the avos tumah she'enim metam el b'maka. We're going to be discussing now avos tumah that only transfer tumah through maga, through touch. Says the Mishnah, avos hatumaos, the avos hatumaos that are metame adam v'kelim, they transfer tumah to adam and kelim, to people and to utensils or clothing. Kelim can mean utensils or clothing. Hasharetz, the insect. I knew the Shmonas Hashratzim, the eight Shratzim that are mentioned in the Torah, Hacholet, Ve'achbar, Ve'atzah, Ve'anaka, Ve'akoach, Ve'ata'a, Ve'achomet, Ve'atinshames, Shmetamim, Ve'mosam, Adam, Ve'kelim, the Metamim when they are dead, Adam, Ve'kelim, Anoga'am, Ben, touch them. As the Pasuk says, Kol Anoga'am, Ben, Ve'mosam, Yitma, Ad Arev, Mikol Kli Eitz, O Beged, O'ar, O'sak. The Chain, the Pasuk says, O Ish, Ashagiga, Bechol Asheret, Asher Yitma, Lo. So these eight shratzim are metame adam v'kelim by maga, by touch. Vein ha-shratzim metamem k'shem yivashim, they will not transfer tumah when they're dry. El k'shem lacham, they have to be moist. As it says, kol nageh behem b'mosam. We darshan out k'ein mosam, like when they're dead. Hainu k'moshe ha-yu b'shas mosam, at the actual time of their death, they're still moist, there's moisture in them. Therefore, they have to have this moisture to transfer tumah. But if they're dry, they do not transfer tumah. And the shear to transfer tumah is bekadash, the size of a lentil. V'af damam, their blood as well, is metame with the shear of b'shir zeke b'saram, the same shear of their basar, meaning the shear of an adasha, of a lentil. So it's like their flesh transfers with the shear of a lentil, of an adasha, so too their dam, their blood. However, aver shalim, if you have one complete limb, an aver shalim, that will be metame even with a kolshu, even with a minute amount. Next is v'shichvas zera. So shichvas zera, as it says, v'ish ki seitz yenu shichvas zera v'rachas b'mayim es kol basar v'tamei ad ha'arev v'chol beged v'chol ara shayiyah alav shichvas zera v'chubas b'mayim v'tamei ad ha'arev. So we learn from here that shichvas zera is metame adam and kelim. It's an avatama. And the Gemara explains, we darshna from the pasuk ayish asher titzim yenu shichvas zera ayish asher yiga. This comes to be marbet include on a ge'ah when he touches shichvas zera that he is tamei. And daf kashiv chazera of a Yisrael, of a Jew. Kishu kvar, when he's ready, he's at least 9 years old and 1 day. Ashenemar, as it says, v'ish, ki seitz mimenu. Ish, a man, and not a katan, that's miben tisha shanam v'yom echad. So 9 days and, nine years old and 1 day, and up, falls under the category of an ish over here, nothing less. And why not? Because she'ain biya sein biya, because otherwise his biya is not a biya. And the shear to transfer tumah, the one who's nogeh touches it, is the kadash, the size of a lentil. However, haroa osa b'misar, one who sees shichvas zera on his actual basar, on his body, even a kol shehu is going to be tameh. And v'yesh deos achris, there are other opinions with regards to this inyan. V'davka kashilich, also only when it's moist does it transfer tumah. But if it's dry, then it won't. Because we darshan out shichvas zera beruil hazria, when it's roi to be mazria, to implant in a woman a child, meaning in its a position of being wet, not when it's dry. Vitame mace is an optima as well. One who touches a mace, a corpse, as it says, hanageya ben mace, l'chol nefesh adam vitame shivas yamim. V'chein v'chol asher yiga al panei asad b'chal charvo b'mace, o b'atzim adam o b'kavar, yitma shivas yamim. So it's explicit psukim. And some of Arshim explain that we're discussing here davka, Adam, a person, that's nitla b'meis, shunasi becomes an avatama, to transfer tumah to Adam and to kelim with a maga, with touch alone. But kelim that touch the mace, if kelim touch the mace, then they become an avi avos tumah like the mace itself. And they'll transfer tumah even through masa, through carrying. And v'chein kelim shenagu ba'adam, kelim touch a person that was nitma by a mace. So kelim that touch a adam that was nitma by a mace, or an adam that touches kelim that became tummy from a mace, harihin, they'll become an ava tuma, kedina adam shenaguba, like kedina of an adam that touches it, and the tumayim, they're going to have the tuma of tuma shiva, of being tummy for 7 days, However, kli cheres or ayuchim umashkim, food and drink that touch a mace, ainim naasim avatama, they do not become an avatama, rather they become a rishon l'tama. That's how the Rash, in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak Misipuntai, explains, as well as the Bartanura. Then there's a yesh seven with another pshat, but let's just stick with the first pshat for simplicity's sake. And davka, a Yisrael, becomes an avatama when he touches the mace. But a guy is not makabel tuma if he touches the mace. V'chein tutu a nathel, meaning a baby that's not a bar kiyam, it's not going to live, unfortunately. It's not going to be makabel tuma if it touches a mace. Avaha mitzora, bimei sifrei, a mitzora in his days of counting, meaning the mitzora has to count shiva yamim, 7 days, la'achar, after it becomes tar from his tziras, as it says, v'rachas b'mayim v'tar v'achar yavu alamachana v'yashav michus la'alei shivas yamim. So he bathes in water, he's mitar himself, then afterwards he comes into the camp, and he sits outside his tent for 7 days. Then the 8th day, he brings his karbanos. So during those 7 days, that's called the Yemei Sifrei, Adayin Hutame, he's still Tame, and he's Metame Adam Vekelem through Maga, through touch. As it says, V'haya B'yamashvi'i V'chibis Es Begadav. This comes to teach us, Shei Metame Begadim, he'll transfer to Begadim. Ukashem Shmetame, just like he's Metame Begadim, with Maga. So there's Metame Adam, he's also Metame Adam through Maga. Shekal matame, because whoever's matame begadim is going to be matame adam as well. Umei chathas, the mayim, that are skadish in the eif of the paraduma, she'ein behem kedei hazaya, they don't have the shear of hazah, of spritching, hainu, in order, what's the shear? Hainu, kedei lahatfil behem, to dip in them, the rashi give oli eiz of the tips of the stalks of this hyssop, shenemar, as it says, umaza me'anidu yichavis begadav, v'dogeba me'anidu yitma ad ha'arev. So we darshan out, we're not discussing the one that's spritching. Ela benose, one who's carrying the mechatas. And why does it say umaze me anida? It teaches us she'en hanose nitma, the one who's carrying it is only going to be tamei elam kein yishba if it has the shear of hazah. The chilek akasev, the Torah differentiates between the mechatas that has the shear hazah and the mechatas that does not have the shear hazah. That if it has the shear of hazah, then it transfers tuma through even through masa. And one who carries it is going to be metame begadim. And if it does not have the shear of hazah, then it's not metame in a metame elabamak. It only transfers tuma through maga, not through masa. But no geabem, one who touches them, in a metame begadim ela oichlim mashkim. He'll only be metame oichlim and mashkim, but not begadim. In a metame begadim ela oichlim and mashkim. Now, haray elo, these avos of tuma that are mentioned in the Mishnah are metame adam vekelim bimaga. Kishinagavem, when a person touches, kishinagavem adam, if a person touches them, or kishinagavem kalim, or if they touch kalim, they transfer tuma. Uklicheres ba'avir. And when the tuma is in the airspace, or the inside airspace of a klicheres, meaning inside the kli, bein shinagavem, whether it's touching the kli, whether it's not touching the kli. As long as it's inside the kli, it's metame the kli as well. Avamnagavem, if it touches the kli, mibachutz, from outside of a klicheres, then it's not going to be metame. As it says by the Shratzim, v'chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem el teicha yitma, mitich, from inside, it's going to be tamei, but not from the exterior, like we learned in the Psicha Tar Masechta. Ve'enam metamim abimasa, meaning shem ad, if a person carries these tamos, and he does not touch them, he's not tamei. Because in all of these tamos, we're mentioning in our Mishnah, it's no ge'a, touch, and not no, say, not carrying. Okay? And now Mishnah Beis, l'mala mehem, above the avos atumah that we just mentioned, Mishnah Aleph, we'll have avos atumah that are even more chamer, more strict. What are those? It's nevela, a kazayas of basa, nevela of basa from a dead carcass, and the mechatas, the mayim that is sanctified in the eif of the paraduma, sheyesh bem kedei hazaya, that it has the shear of hazaya. Sheheim, these two avos atumah, not only do they transfer, not only are they metame adam and kelim through maga, through touch, ela af metamas adam bimasa, with masa, with carrying as well. That a person that carries them, even though he may not be touching them, he's going to be tamei. Letamei begadam bimaga. Shem b'shashu, knows if when he's carrying these tumos, who no gay, he's touching begadam, clothing. Are you metamei osam, he's metamei them. As it says, v'anosias nevlasa yichavis begadam v'tamei ad arev. Which we learn from here that a person who's carrying a nevela is metamei begadam. Hainu, whether the begadam he's wearing right now, whether the begadam that he's touching at the time that he's carrying the nevela. And la datka begadim, el huadin all kalim that he touches, except from klicheres, Ulan Kli Cheres has to be from the inside of the airspace, not touching from outside. However, La Acher Shepirish Min HaTuma, after he's separated from the Tuma, so now Eina Elo, he becomes a Rishon for the Tuma. And the Eina Matama, he will not transfer Tuma to Begadim and to Kalim. Because she ain't Begadim Vekilim and Kaplan Tuma, Elam Ava Tuma. Begadim and Kalim can only receive Tuma from an Av, not from a Rishon. And v'chein einu metame adam, afilu bezman shenosis nevela. He cannot be metame a person, even while he's carrying the nevela. And with regards to the mechatas that has a shear of kedei hazaya, we explained in the previous mishnah, we learned from the pasuk of umaza me'anidu yechavis begadav, the chum darshin out she'ena kasim metabe b'maza. We're not discussing the one that's spritching. She'ken hamaza, the one that's spritching is tar. Rather, we're discussing the one who's carrying the mechatas. Shalotzach for no need. So he's metame begadim. Okay, like we explained by one who carries the veil, the same protocol. And the pasuk uses the lashon of umaza to teach us she'ein mechatas metame tumas masa. The mechatas will only transfer tumas masa if it has the shear of hazah. They bring another pshat over here, but let's just stick with this first pshat. And nimtza comes out that these two avos atumah of our mishnah are more chamer from the five avos atumah that we mentioned in the previous mishnah, Mishnah Mishnah Hakodemes. And what are they more chamer? In two things. Number one, Shemitamim Adam, the Metame a person, not just through maga, through touch, Ella also through masa, through carrying. And two, Sha'adam Anosiyasam, the person that's carrying them, is going to be Metame at the time of the carrying his clothing, and the Kalim, Shunagayabam, that he's touching. Vechasuche Vegadim Bimaga. The Mishnah concludes, and Horsham explained, that Menuam HaBegadim Bituma. Begadim are like withdrawn from Tuma, meaning if a person, in Ma'adam, Eno Ella Nogayabin Avela, if a person only touches a Navela, where he touches the mechatas, he's not carrying them. So then chasuche, lashon of minia, withholding. Like, v'luchasachtas michel, do not shecht your son, by the kiddush Yitzchak. So what it means here is that shanogea, one who touches them, these tumos, he's not going to be metama, even the clothing that's upon him. Because by the nevela it says, hanogea b'nevlasa yitma ara arev. And it says by the mechatas, v'nogea b'mehanida yitma ara arev. And it doesn't say anything about kibbutz b'gad, about washing clothing. So therefore, the clothing, if one is if a person is only touching the nevela or touching the mechatas, he's not carrying them, then he will not be metame the clothing. Okay, and we'll hold it here.